Welcome back to another edition of Economag on English Waves, where we're currently focusing on the relationship between the natural environment and the global economy. Last time, we thought about how the costs of pollution are placed on different agents within an economy. Let's now consider these ideas on a global scale. Pollution is a difficult subject to tackle between nations or individuals, since in most cases no one owns the air we all breathe or the water in our oceans. For this reason, it is quite tricky to establish accountability in protecting natural resources. Whose task should it be? Who should bear the costs of doing so? For example, if I own an apartment and I rent it out to somebody, I'm responsible for making any repairs to that apartment. It's a legal responsibility. There are costs to ownership. With things such as air and water, it's enormously complicated. No one and everyone is responsible, since ownership cannot be claimed by anyone, but we all have a stake or interest in protecting the state of these resources. What's more, laying blame is as difficult as determining who will pay the costs. For this reason, national governments have a strong incentive to be involved with environmental issues with respect to accountability. The free market alone doesn't have the solutions to solving pollution problems. Luckily, many intergovernmental efforts to find solutions to the world's many pollution problems are already underway. The most visible of these being the drive to lower greenhouse gas emissions. Emissions of CO2, amongst other pollutants, are changing the climate of our planet. Scientists have warned that an unabated rise in emissions will push us past the threshold that global warming becomes irreversible. That threshold is estimated as a temperature rise of 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. That may not seem like much, it's only 2 degrees, but consider that the temperature difference between today's world and the last ice age was only about 5 degrees. Small changes in average global temperatures can mean big things for our planet. What are some of the big players likely to agree to in terms of cutting pollution?
The European Union will cut its emissions by 40% compared with 1990 levels by 2030.
The U.S. has vowed to cut its emissions between 26 and 28% compared with 2005 levels by 2025. But let's go back to the term pre-industrial levels. Many nations, such as China and India, are hesitant to sign up to global agreements on pollution since they are still industrializing and are not responsible for the current climate crisis. Countries such as the USA managed to become wealthy through industrialization, which meant a lot of carbon emissions into the planet's atmosphere. How is it now fair to deny the same process of industrialization to poorer countries? In many instances, caps on carbon emissions mean caps on growth. But therein lies the problem. Individual economic growth implies collective costs, underlining the need for global agreements. Next time, we'll look at several countries' efforts to balance economic growth with staying green. Stay tuned to Economag on English Waves.